Hi, I'm here to answer some of the questions that didn't get answered during the course the other day, during the class, because there were so many questions. So the difference between an essence and a tincture is alcohol-based. The plant soaks in alcohol, and the chemical constituents that are soluble in alcohol go into the alcohol, and that is a tincture. An essence is the vibratory resonance of the plant. You make it by floating the flower and the leaves on top of the water in a clear glass bowl in bright sunlight. There are no chemical constituents in the essence. It is strictly the vibratory resonance of the plant. What is a plant spirit? I can explain that by giving you a little example. If you look at it as a house, so you've got the structure of the house, you've got the how the house is decorated, and then you've got who lives in the house. The structure of the house, it could be considered the soul of the plant. The personality of the house could be considered the heart of the plant. And who lives in the house could be considered the spirit of the plant. So the spirit of the plant, definition of spirit, vital principle, help to give life. It's that part of the plant that is vital. It's the essence. It's the animation part of it. It's what makes the plant live. That's the spirit of the plant. And the spirit of the plant can live inside you. Once you work with the plant enough so that the plant starts to give you its healing gifts, and it can live inside you, and you can call upon it at any time. Sending love and kindness back, yes, of course, in doing reciprocity, of course you can do that, and you should be doing that all the time. But it's not the same as creating beauty with your hands. That takes effort, and there's a value that's attached to that. And so it's a whole nother level of reciprocity when you create something. And spirit really loves it when you do that, because they don't have hands. So that's the answer to that. How to work with plants in the wintertime. You can work with the essence. You can work with the dried herb if you want. And if you're working with the spirit of the plant, which is ideally you start to move in that direction, then you don't need to ingest the plant at all. You just need to call upon the spirit. Do plants like when we sing to them? Yes, of course. Sing to them all the time. Ceremony to invite nature spirits back to the land. How to communicate. Yes, nature spirits like to be invited, treated with deep respect. Creating a space for them sometimes is nice if they've been gone from the land for a long time. They like food. They like bright, shiny, spangly, dangly things. So giving them gifts such as that, and letting them know that you are very grateful that they're coming back to the land, and to let you know what it is that they need. But I would suggest to begin with, create a space that's just for them, give them lots of gifts, and be grateful and honoring and respectful. Let's see, what is the daydream of the plant? The daydream of the plant, I mean, think about your daydream and what that's like. It's like one foot in both worlds. You're here in the physical, and yet you're not. You're someplace else. It's the same with the plant. The plant is here in the physical, and yet it is also someplace else, which it takes in everything that surrounds it. All of it is part of the daydream of the plant. So you need to observe very closely what's going on when you're sitting with that plant in its daydream, you being a part of its daydream, and observe everything that's going on around it. That's the daydream of the plant, and that's part of the daydream. I wrote about this in my book, Plant Spirit Healing, if you want to look further about that. Okay, I think that's the questions I already have answered about the hawthorn at another time. So I think that's good for now. And I just want to remind you that there's a lot of you, and you're asking lots of questions, and we're trying to get through as many of the questions as we can during the time period that we have allotted. So I'm hoping that this next class we can cover as many questions as possible, and we're going to try not to repeat questions, ones that are redundant. So we'll do the best we can. Okay? All right. Bye for now.